Welcome to this week's edition of the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast here with Casey Roderick. I'm your host, Doug Fireball Turnbull. And Casey, we haven't heard from you as much this season. You've kind of had a scale back schedule and some changes in sponsorship and race schedules. I guess it's been over almost close to 2 months since we've talked to you last. Fill us in about what sort of happened in your racing career just in the last couple of months.
Well, a couple weeks ago, we lost Monolith, our primary sponsor, and that sort of set us back a little bit on our late model race. And I thought that for a while I was going to lose a couple ARCA races, but Bill is committed to run the ones we had scheduled, and they actually added on Iowa. So that's my next race coming up, July 10th, and just been focusing on getting that ARCA car ready so I can race up there in Iowa.
And just to be clear, even though there's been a lot of talk about Phoenix Racing being up for sale and having an uncertain future, this partnership is still between Bill Elliott Racing and Phoenix Racing, correct?
Yes, sir, it is. We're still doing some things with Phoenix Racing, and they're there to help us with setup work and just giving us information that we can put on these cars for these ARCA races. We were building a new car for the Iowa race, but Finch has downsized himself and let off about 16 people. I guess it was about 3-4 weeks ago. I got to experience that on firsthand there one Thursday afternoon. They let 16 people go, so. When I seen that, I was kind of getting a little worried, with all our stuff we had going. They're still wide open and pick and choosing their races and helping us out on the side there. So we'll just, give it our best effort and see what we can do with it.
And I've talked to friends personally about kind of your deal with Bill Elliott Racing, Phoenix Racing, the ARCA series and the stuff you've done in the past and about to do. And I guess I'm still, sometimes get a little confused. Explain exactly how it works, because I know sometimes when I've called up to the race shop, you'll be up at Phoenix's shop working, and then you said, today you're working trying to get the ARCA cars ready, so you're down at the Dawsonville shop, at Bill Elliott's shop. Kind of, how does it all mesh together, and who actually comes to the track with you? Whose cars are they? How does it all shape up?
Well, Phoenix's guys, they've only gone to the racetrack with me one time, for that ARCA race at the end of last year at Rockingham. We did a test over there, and Nick Harrison, the crew chief for the Nationwide car, his guys and some other people come over to the track and did my test. But as far as my first ARCA race and my second ARCA race at Palm Beach has been our guys here at Bill's shop. So basically what Phoenix Racing does for us is, I kind of get the car halfway prepared, all the mechanical stuff, and then they do the setup work, put it on pull down rig, and they do our shocks, and they get all that stuff worked out, squaring the rear end, and everything that is involved in setting up a race car at this level, they do. So I don't know what's going to happen with this car I'm working on here at the shop. Bill basically told me that it's up to me to get everything organized and figure out what Finch's guys can obligate to, and basically told me it's up to me to get it done, and if I want it bad enough, I'll get it done. So. I think Bill's just kind of throwing that out there and see how much I do want it. And I'm just going to try to do the best I can, give it 110% effort there. And if I have to, I'll work 24/7 to get it done. So we'll just see what happens with it.
And there's been exciting racing in the ARCA series this year. You definitely want to be a part of that. But if you do kind of press for the prize there, there's a outside chance, at least, that you might get to go Nationwide Series racing with Phoenix, right? Tell us a little bit about Phoenix Racing and a possible appearance at Phoenix International Raceway.
Well, I hope this is the case. I would love to do a Nationwide race at Phoenix. International Raceway. That'd be awesome. But I think what Bill's theory and James Finch's theory on that is to get me approved through these ARCA races to run that race. I hope it's I hope all this is true. Hopefully, we can put everything together and maybe get some sponsorship money to help Finch out and help Bill out. I really don't know at this point, where all that stands. I can't really say I'm doing it. I can't really say I'm not doing it. So as we get closer to that race, we got, 3 or 4 months. We'll just see how everything goes.
So circle on November the 13th, I believe is what you told me earlier on your calendar, as a chance that you, if everything lines together right, that NASCAR could approve you to run that race. And you're hoping, of course, by running Iowa and then the bigger tracks, I think you said Kansas, Chicagoland, that could be sort of take the place of having to run a NASCAR short track and could get you approved up for the intermediate level track, which is what Phoenix is. Now, Phoenix Racing been in the news a little bit lately. They at first they said they were up for sale, and then that talk has died down. And now there's talk that as Hendrick is shopping for a place for Casey Kane to race for one season, that the 09 car could be a big possibility. Hendrick Motorsports, of course, furnished that ride when Brad Keselowski rode it, and maybe they're willing to do so to get Casey Kane a place to stay for 2011. And although you are only loosely affiliated with Phoenix Racing, just the possibility of having the driver that replaced Bill Elliott in the 9 car, Casey Kane, ending up in the 09 car with a company that you're halfway working for, I guess, is safe to say. That's got to be exciting news, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty exciting there to, hopefully Casey Kane can get him something going, because I know he's definitely one of the top drivers in Cup racing today. So if he can get himself a good sponsor and a good team there to work with him, I think they'll do really well, and hopefully they can. If all that's true, with all the rumors going on right now, it's good for Finch and good for Casey, and hopefully good for me too. So, I think with maybe Casey coming in there, that as far as me going up there and hanging out in the shop and all, maybe, getting to talk to Casey a little bit and get to know everybody, that'd be helpful for me. We can talk about pretty much anything. So, whatever helps me out, whatever helps them out, it'd be best for all of us. So, right now it's just a struggle with the economy the way it is. It's just tough to get anything going. So, any little break helps.
Yeah, and think about it, not only would you have Casey Kane in the fold, but all of a sudden some maybe Hendrick people and Hendrick equipment that would be roaming around that shop, and that could do nothing but help any efforts that you're trying to get together for. Can't believe we're already talking about it. 2011. It's only June, but we got to think ahead. Now, wanted to ask you a quick thing, and that's kind of about this the situations we've seen in the Cup Series the last couple of weeks with drivers losing their cool. I've sat here right here on this podcast and you've told me how it's not best to lose your cool and to kind of keep things under wraps and not confront people and cause a big fight. But we saw, a young driver, Joey Logano, seemingly get pushed around at Pocono by Kevin Harvick, and Joey had some strong things to say in the media and to Harvick both. How would you have handled that maybe if you're a couple years older and just like Joey is in that situation?
Well, one comment he made that stuck out was, saying that his wife's the racer in the family or is the one that wears the fire suit in the family or something like that. I don't know if I would have said that. That's getting a little personal there. So, I think NASCAR needs that. I think, everybody's, I don't know, they kind of restrict you on the way you, handle things. I'm not in that level yet. Hopefully I will be. Maybe I'll have a better understanding on how all that works. But, I think it's fine to express your feelings and all. There was nothing wrong with what Joey done right there. Maybe watch his, few comments he made. I probably wouldn't have said what he said, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with the drivers, you know, expressing their feelings towards each other and telling them how they feel about it. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think the crew guys and all the media need to stay out of it. Just let the drivers handle their situation there. You know, it seems like now today that you can't, I mean, as you can see on TV, Joey couldn't even get to Kevin because the crew guys and the media and all that stuff was in front of him, and they're pushing him back and all that stuff. I think they need to stay out of it. It's between you and the driver. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. NASCAR needs something there to kind of revamp everything. They've lost a lot of fans' interest, you know, and I was talking to my dad a couple nights ago, and he was kind of saying that, you know, NASCAR needs their heroes back, like Bill Elliott, you know, all the older guys,
oh, yeah,
you know, that used to be heroes and still are today, but, you know, it'd be cool to see them guys start winning again and you know, get some heroes back in NASCAR. I think that's what they need, so... I don't know. We'll see what all happens. Maybe one day we can make that happen.
Hey, there you go. Well, you're definitely one of the young rising drivers and one of the big heroes in the sports, struggling a lot right now, Dale Earnhardt Jr. So I'm sure a lot of Junior Nation would love to see him get back to his winning ways, but he's got a big hill to climb for that. And I guess still some hills to climb for you getting that ARCA car ready, so we won't keep you too long. But, Casey, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you probably after that Iowa race coming up in less than a month.
All right, I appreciate it.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast with Casey Roderick. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull. Tune in soon.